Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place is a beautiful thing. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. It is the next 3 hours. On fire for you. So keep it locked here, Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. You won't be sorry. It is a funky flashback Friday. Woo! And let me introduce my partner. I don't know if he's ready yet. He's in Detroit. Rob Park. I see him walking through the doors to rush into the studio.
What do you mean? You see me walking through the door? I'm here already. What are you talking about?
I'm watching you set up. You ready? How are you?
I'm doing great. All good. Let's go, man. A Friday in Motown. I'm going to a, what do they call it, Chris? Friendsgiving?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to one of those, Friendsgiving?
No, I'm, I was born before 1998. Okay. Yeah. My daughters do Friendsgivings, yeah.
Yeah, so they're having one in Detroit. My business partner, Tico, invited me. So after the show, I don't have anything to bring, so I'm thinking I got to stop by a supermarket and bring a dessert, you know, because I'm not going to get there till 10.
Starts at 8. Dessert. Mm.
Like an apple pie or just something, you know, I don't want to bring like a sweet potato pie.
So everybody else spent their time making these wonderful
dishes.
Meals.
I'm from out of town.
Home-cooked meals, and you're going to roll in with an apple pie from Stop and Shop.
Yes, from Kroger. From Kroger. But I don't want to come. I don't want to come empty-handed, right? I shouldn't come empty, even as an out-of-town guest.
No, I mean they invited you. Get a bottle of wine or something.
You think so?
I think that'd be better than a store-bought apple pie. Hey, that's me.
Yeah, I need to bring something.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
They just want to see you, man. They just want to see you.
Yeah, that's all. All right. Yeah. So great day on Friday here in Detroit, Chris. On my way to New York tomorrow. And then be back in L.A. on Sunday. So all good. I'm ready to roll.
All right, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. The super producer, Rob G., is in full effect on the ones and twos, which is special on the Funky Flashback Friday. DJ Alex Tyshirt.
He's special
Alex,
every day.
Where you at?
I'm in the crates.
Alex.
Deep in the crates.
You're special every day, Alex.
Dust
I just
the
want to
It's not Tyshirt's Tower tonight, Rob.
Oh, so is it not? Forget
lay
it.
Off
I'm
the,
sorry.
The brown nosing.
Hey, Chris.
That gets you these wins. Plus, you're texting.
Your boy is hot, Chris. I'm back hot Shekel City.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. We'll get to that then. We got on the updates.
Hey, Steve.
Our man Steve DeSager.
And it's on Friday. Of course it's
social
Steve.
Media, Elijah Sebunya. All right, Rob. Last night as we spoke, I felt like I said that yesterday. Was there an injury yesterday too? I used that very same line. As we spoke, I can't remember what it was, but something was going on. And last night, Rob, while we were on the air, the Bengals and the Ravens were playing. Ravens end up winning 34-20. But the big loss was Joe Burrow, quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals, widely regarded as, I think, the second-best quarterback in the league. And by many, he's that. At the very least, he's viewed as a top three, a top five quarterback. But he's out. He injured his wrist, tore ligaments in his wrist, and he is now out for the season, Rob. And we talked about it yesterday, a loss. Neither one of us thought a loss, as many did, that a loss would eliminate them from the playoffs. You know, not mathematically, but essentially. But I would imagine you're with me in that without Joe Burrow, with him out for the season, they're done. That's my thinking. Are you ready to write them off, or you still think they could get in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think it's going to be just about impossible. I mean, I know people said and counted out the Minnesota Vikings when they lost Jefferson and then
Kirk Cousins
lost both of them, Justin Jefferson and Kirk Cousins, and so people thought they were done. They've only won five in a row. I don't know if Browning is in the same class or is going to be able to hold that together, Chris. It doesn't look like that. Yeah, it doesn't look like that. So if you're a Cincinnati...
Jake Browning, their backup quarterback. Yeah.
Yes, not the late Tom Browning, who used to pitch for the Reds, who I got to know. If you're a Cincinnati guy, a Cincinnati fan, you can't be that happy. You basically are looking at it and thinking... your season's over, and it's disappointing.
Absolutely.
Because he's been hurt a lot. He's been hurt a lot. Chris was hurt his first year. He's been hurt before. It always seems like there's something. He's, started this year hurt, Chris. They lost their first couple right. games. He started last year hurt. What do you have, an appendectomy last year, right? And
missed training camp
missed
last
Missed training
year.
Camp and started off, I think they started off 0-2 last year as well because he just
They've
wasn't
They've been 5-4
right.
the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And they were able to survive it the last two.
Well, last year, too. Last year they won their last seven, got to the AFC Championship game, lost by three, on that call on the sidelines. I mean, so they've been close, and then they went to the Super Bowl. It's been incredible, to be honest. But... yeah, this looks bad for the Bengals and Bengals Nation.
You bring up Minnesota, and a lot of people did write them off. I didn't think they made the playoffs anyway going into the season.
They could win the division
if they
keep playing.
Well, Detroit's out to a nice little start. But the NFC is a different animal. It's just not – it's top-heavy. The teams at the top are as good as anybody in the league for the most part. But it's not deep. And the AFC is nothing if not deep. Rob, there were going to be challenges. If Joe Burrow were healthy, we talked about it yesterday, because they are winless in the division, now 0-3, because they are, I believe, 1-4 in the AFC. Like, they weren't going to win any tiebreakers. So they were going to have to win out. So it would have been tough even with Joe Burrow. Without him, I think they're done. Some people might say, well, look, the Steelers have a backup quarterback. Not a backup, I'm sorry, Kenny Pickett starting, but, he's not playing very well. The Browns have a backup quarterback for Deshaun Watson. They even, Rob, have reached out to Joe Flacco. So that tells you how desperate and dire their quarterback situation is. And now the Bengals have a backup quarterback. So they might say, well, nobody's writing off the Steelers and the Browns, but those two defenses, I believe, are better than Cincinnati. Certainly Cleveland's. And Cleveland also has a tremendous run game, even without Nick Chubb. So I think that the Bengals are in deep trouble and will not make the playoffs. You mentioned Burrow being injury prone, and hopefully, Rob, this does not hold back his career success. because he is great. But part of it is you got to be able to stay healthy. And you look at all the greats, and they were able to stay healthy. There are some that feel like the Bengals have kind of mismanaged Joe Burrow's injuries this season. Are you in that line of thought or not?
I don't know what the details are yet in order to really make that evaluation. I mean, obviously, when you're starting quarterback, it's hurt. I just don't know. Like, which one is related to, is this a new injury, Chris? Does this have anything to do with it? This is a wrist injury that happened during the game. I don't know if that has anything to do with what happened to start the season.
Not to start the season.
Right.
The calf.
I'm just saying.
I mean, that's fine.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
A wrist
injury is just, I
like, mean, remember yesterday Wednesday he showed up in Baltimore with something on his wrist that people took to me. He might be injured. The NFL is actually investigating that. And he said himself, Rob, that it was nothing. He just something he wears occasionally.
I thought it was
the first time he'd done it. He wears it to keep swelling down or something like that.
No,
it wasn't an Afghan. I think they've been fine. It's football. You're going to play through pain. You're going to play through, you know, bruises and bumps. The calf injury was kind of a freakish thing. He's just rolling out in practice, and he injured his calf. People said, oh,
nobody touched him.
He had a sleeve on his calf. That showed it was banged up. I mean, you're going through training camp. They're going to be sore at times. You don't sit down every time something bothers you. And then, Rob, like you said, he played through the calf injury, and now he's fine. He's been fine for the last 3 weeks or so. No signs of, you know, the calf bothering him. Not tonight, not last night either. And then the wrist, even if it was sore or swollen, I mean, again, Rob, people, NFL players play through stuff like that. You know, Patrick Mahomes, we've seen play through ankle injuries. We've seen Travis Kelce this year has played through ankle injuries. Tom Brady played a whole season on a torn MCL. Phillip Rivers played a playoff game on a torn ACL. Justin Herbert, Rob, last year played the whole season with broken ribs. I mean, this is the NFL. You're in the pain business. It's kind of like a boxer. You know, he's going to have to fight half of that fight hurt, you know, and in pain. And so, obviously, there's times you are too hurt to play, and we certainly respect that. But every little bump and bruise, come on, guys play through that. Let's throw it out to the listeners, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Are the Bengals done without Joe Burrow? Or do you think they mismanaged him injury-wise and he shouldn't have been out there on the field to begin with? Your thoughts next is Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. You guys can test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Are the Cincinnati Bengals done? And did they mismanage Joe Burrow and his injuries? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Chad in the Natty, Cincinnati. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chad?
Yo, OG, what's up, Chris? Hey.
What up,
it's
man?
It's egregious. It's egregious for Duke Tobin and the Bengals management to have a better backup, because Burrow's been injured since his OSU days. That's why Dwayne Haskins kept getting the starting opportunity, God rest his soul, because Burrow kept being injured and Urban didn't have time to be messing around waiting on Burrow to get healthy. So the Bengals did mismanagement by not having a better backup. Rob's totally 100% right, and it's unfortunate because now the season's in the can. So, God bless.
Now, that's a fair point. I mean, they have a guy. I mean, everybody's not going to have a great backup, but they have a guy that's injured a lot. To me, this isn't like I'm fine with the Jets, not the way they've done it since Aaron Rodgers got hurt or since Zach Wilson showed he couldn't play. But I was fine with them entering the season with him because Aaron Rodgers hasn't really been injury prone, even though he's older. But this, Rob, I mean, he started the season banged up. He started last season banged up. He has been banged up, you know, half of his career at least. Injured almost half his career. Banged up most of his career. So,
yep.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't really thought about that, but that's a good
Rob
point.
Rob G., you got some info?
Yeah, you guys talk about him being banged up and injury prone, but I don't think the listeners have the full context about exactly how
banged
basically
up
hurt
been.
He's been his entire career. Even go back to college, all right? Even though he's only missed 7 NFL games during his NFL career, going back to college, 2017 at Ohio State, broken bone in his throwing hand, 2020 college football national championship game, the playoff game, torn rib cartilage in the championship game. Later that year, his rookie season in the NFL, tears his ACL and his MCL. Yep. 2022, misses all of training camp with the ruptured appendix. This season, the calf strain, misses most of training camp and is sluggish start of the season, and then now the torn wrist ligament. So it's not like it's just one thing. It's a recurring knee issue or a hand issue. He's just banged up repeatedly going back, 6-7 years?
Yeah. And it's like I say, like a guy like Jimmy G, who obviously is nearly as good as Joe Burrow, but he was a guy that, Rob, just can't stay healthy.
We use that term all the time because it's big.
I think, Rob, sometimes, like I said yesterday, and you know, sometimes your body just may not be able to stay healthy under the grind of a professional sports season, whether it's baseball, which obviously isn't as taxing as football, but, you know, football, basketball, baseball, like, you know, some guys' bodies just can't make it through that grind consistently year after year, Rob. I don't think it's with some of these guys, where a lot of them, I say even most of them, I don't think it's a lack of like working out or getting yourself in shape.
No, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just, you know, your body gets, your bones break more than other people's, or, you know, your ligament strain more than other people's, or whatever.
If anything, Chris, it might be that they work out too much. You know what I mean? Like, we talked about it before, not letting their bodies rest, and they have trainers, and as soon as the season's over, you see these guys working. Could be too a strain on the body. Dre in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre? Where you at? Are you near Farmington Hills?
You say what's up now?
I said you near Farmington Hills. Where you at?
No, I'm out in Belleville now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm out in Belleville. Yeah, I'm out far. Hey, yeah, but I think, man, absolutely, they're done, man. And like the last caller said, I think this goes to a problem in the NFL right now. There's not a lot of viable backup quarterbacks. It's like, especially when you got a complete team like they have, you got to have a backup quarterback.
Well, hold up. Let me push back a little, Dre.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you almost half the league doesn't have a good starter? You know what I'm saying? Like
that's true.
It's just
that's true.
It is a tough job, you know? Right,
I guess I'm thinking back in our day, we had cats like Frank Reich was waiting. You had Jeff Garcia. You had Rich Gannon. Cats that used to be starters lost their jobs. Now they backups. And then, like, when your starter go down, they can carry you for a couple games or at least give you a good run. You know what I'm saying? But it's like you don't even have that now. And it's like the problem is everybody wants that hotness. They want that instant gratification instead of letting the guy develop. So I think that's the problem that we're facing today.
Yeah, they can't trade, obviously, because, you know, if you could go get like a Jacoby Brissett, Rob, I think people would think they might still be able to make the playoffs. Although, again, their road is tough. But unless this guy shocks all of us, they're in real trouble.
And let's not forget, a backup quarterback with a good team, if he's pretty good, can win you a Super Bowl. We saw Nick Foles do it. I mean, it's not impossible, Chris, if you have a good team.
Not impossible.
I'm not saying you could count on it, but it has happened. So, I mean, if you were to back at that point where Wentz was and he was on the
MVP. Oh, no, everybody thought they were done. Right.
They were done, and they still were able to win, and he played the heck of a Super Bowl beating Tom Brady. It was incredible.
If I remember correctly, throughout those playoffs.
Oh, it was a masterpiece, Chris, especially. Yeah. Let's chime in one more with Nick. Nick in New York, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Nick?
I'll take the dong out after. You know it's my favorite show. But hey, guys, sorry. What a bug. Rob, I was going to say when you were about your Friendsgiving, when Chris mentioned you bringing wine, I was waiting for you to chime in like George Costanza, be like, should I bring Pepsi? I thought that would have been hilarious.
That would have been good.
Good
right?
Call. You got Rob. Perfect. You got Mr. TV on that one.
Yes, very nice. That's good. Him.
One of my favorite people, Rob. The Bengals are done. And like you said, you took my point away. It has been done. Tom Brady did it. I would give this kid 1 week, and I would just shut it down because I don't think that after this week that they're going to be able to get anything done. Favorite show. Love you guys. And
so hold on. When you say shut it down, what do you mean?
Just that I don't think that they can do it. They're at 5. What are they? 5.
No, I agree. But I mean, do you mean they should sit some of their starters or like?
Well, I mean, guys that don't have contract incentives. Yes, they can't. They're not going to make it without Joe Burrow. But give the kid a chance. And you know, injuries do happen, and other teams can have injuries, but. I don't think without Joe Burrow, this team can get anywhere. I love this show.
I don't
think
so either. But, Rob, you can't sit like a Jamar Chase, who I know is banged up. If you guys are banged up, you can sit them.
Right,
yeah,
they're
hurt. But, I mean, I'm not with the, you know what, let's just let him sit till next year, even though he's fine. I mean, and I don't think a lot of players are like that, Rob. I think they want
to
get out there and play.
Sit. Right. Nobody, if you're healthy, Chris, you're going
to
play.
If you want to sit the last game or two, that's different, but.
You remember the old saying? My mom used to always say, if somebody doesn't show up or something, what is the saying? Do you know the old saying?
No.
One monkey don't stop no show.
Oh, and then, yeah, I've heard like that saying. Yeah,
that's the saying. Like, one monkey don't stop no show.
Or one so, bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl. Who was that? Wasn't that Michael, the Osmonds?
No, that was the Jacksons.
Was it the Jacksons or the Osmonds? Yeah. I don't know which one. Because they used
to battle
back and forth, the black group against the white group. Remember that?
That was a good old day. Soul Train and American Bandstand. It was great. There was nothing wrong with it.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Obviously, keep it locked. There were more injuries last night than just Joe Burrow. We'll get into that next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Rob, last night, we mentioned Joe Burrow getting hurt. But if you heard, Steve DeSager say, Mark Andrews, the all-pro tight end for the Baltimore Ravens, out Rob with a season-ending ankle injury. And this is big. He is a three-time Pro Bowler. He has been there with Lamar throughout Lamar's career. He's his favorite target, security blanket, whatever terminology you want to use. They have a great connection. And this is a loss, Rob. How do you think they can handle and withstand this loss?
I mean, obviously it's a loss, but it, again, you don't write them off. You know, the next guy has to
Isaiah Likely. Young guy.
He's likely to play well. I'm just saying. I mean, no, you know, like, Chris, you just have to – the next guy's not going to be the same.
They are NFL players for a reason.
Right. And they play – they were stars in college. You don't make it to the NFL unless you've had some success in lower levels of college or some other situation or circumstance. So – I is it going to be the same? No. But are they going to roll up or shrivel up and
you
blow
away?
You
think they still can win the AFC? Because yes. Both you and I picked them to get to the Super Bowl.
I still think they can.
I picked them to get there.
I still think they can, Chris. And obviously, they'll need somebody else to step up, and they'll see. And you don't go away from that position, you know, because you got a new guy there. Right. There might be teams that will now, Chris, maybe slack off on him. You know what I mean? Thinking he's not the same or he's not.
They certainly won't be game planning for him.
That's what I mean.
Not initially.
And then if he shows you anything and you go that way, and maybe he can start making plays, make his own name. This is the opportunity that people dream about. And NFL careers, Chris, are all about is you get your chance in there and you go and try to play so that they never take you out. I mean, that's what it is.
Rob giving pep talks up.
No,
in here.
I mean, that's wow. what. But that's
no,
what it
look,
is.
I think they'll be able to survive this, and I still think they can win the AFC because, number one, the defense is still legit. One of the best in the league, if not the best. They lead the league in sacks. The run game, still legit. Lamar Jackson, still legit. And look, I don't know, Rob, that you can count on this guy to stay healthy. But Odell Beckham Jr. last night, Rob, he looked the best he's looked since the Super Bowl with the Rams. He was great. In fact, it was his first 100-yard receiving game since those playoffs in 2022. And again, I don't know if he can stay healthy. He got a little bit banged up last night on a long, you know, pass he caught. Messed up his shoulder a little bit, but he avoided any type of long-term significant damage. So it looks like he's still going to be playing next week. But if he can stay healthy and play at the level he displayed last night, then that's another weapon that they did not have. And for the most part, haven't had this season. So I think that'll help them. But yeah, I think they'll be able to overcome it. Andrews is great, but you know, everybody's banged up a little bit and got some injuries. And so I do expect the Ravens to still be able to win the AFC. Rob, they're 8-3 and they're churning. Obviously they were coming off a loss that they wanted to get that taste.
They could
out
be
of their
9-2, Chris, when you really think
Rob,
about giving
really,
up that game.
I mean, they've led every game this year heading into the fourth quarter. So could be, I don't want to say undefeated, although that could be.
But,
you know,
but the last one was they choked that one down. That's why.
Yeah, and a fluke kind of, look, it happens to all quarterbacks, but kind of a fluke interception on the pick six that, you know, Cleveland returned.
It bounced off of like four helmets, Chris.
Yeah,
and then,
was,
you know what I mean?
Was,
like,
yeah,
that ain't going to happen every day.
Right. And so I think that they'll be fine. And, you know, they scored, Rob, they scored 27 points after Mark Andrews got hurt. And I'm even giving them, I think they scored like right after he got hurt, their first touchdown. And then after that, they scored 27 more points. So, and that's against the Bengals team that was desperate. Now, I know they were deflated, I'm sure, Rob, because of the injury to Burrow. But
yeah,
still,
when you lose your big guy, Chris, it's hard to and you could play through it and say it didn't matter. And we've seen teams win, lose a big guy and still win.
The Jets.
But for the most part.
Buffalo week one.
That's right. But they got help, which is fine. But sometimes, you know, it's harder to do when you know your guy is out. And then there's a possibility because you get a sense that it could really be serious. And if you're on the sideline thinking, this dude's not going to play. Like, he's really hurt.
Rob, the odds for the MVP, you know, I've said that right now I will vote for Jalen Hurts. Entering last night's game, Hurts was the odds on favorite, followed by Patrick Mahomes. And then Lamar Jackson. Last night, Lamar moved, after that game, he moved into a tie with Patrick Mahomes for second. Who would be your MVP right now? I think, did you pick Lamar in the preseason?
MVP? I picked Mahomes. Yeah, because I did. I picked Lamar because I have them going to the Super, winning the Super Bowl. I'm almost positive. So
well,
I mean,
how you feeling about where, as far as the MVP race, would you vote for him right now, or you still think he'll feel confident that he'll win it?
I think right now, because going into the game, I think we had talked about it, and I had picked him as my leading guy, despite the loss the week before. And you know, Chris
had him number one after.
Yeah, we just talked
that game.
Or maybe
Cleveland?
You know what? We after that we talked about it. I said I wasn't going to jump off because he had the bad game. And this was before when all the front office executives had picked him as well. That was before the Cleveland
before
game.
Game.
Right, before that. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're still on him, you know, after this win with Cincinnati. And we get it, Joe Burrow didn't play and got hurt. But that doesn't mean that you automatically can score defensively on somebody else's defense.
No, he had a good game. He threw for – over 260 yards, which was his second most of the season. It was one of his better games as far as rating, you know, quarterback passer rating. And so he played well, again, even without Mark Andrews. So I'm sure that gives him confidence that even without Andrews, you know, they'll be able to play well and score. Because, Rob, if they score, if that offense can score and they can hold on to leads, then what's not to like? Because the defense is very good, if not great. Defense is really great. And they've got a run game. So, Rob, there really is no reason for them to be dropping fourth quarter leads, right? When your defense is solid and you got a great run game, what else do you
want? Because once you get the lead, you should just be running the clock, eating, throwing when you need a first down on third down, Chris.
Yep.
Like eating clock. I mean, that's the way it should be. It's surprising. Yep. That they've had the misfortune, and they've done it, and this is not the first year. We've talked about it. They've lost a few other ones that they should have no business of losing.
No doubt. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Shekel City's on the way, and more injuries. I guess this was injury hour, but one in the NBA that we want to talk about. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, y'all. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And did you know that Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's right, everyone. That's why with Discover Card, you've got access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never, ever held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at Discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris Broussard, are you ready?
Yep.
Not one, not two,
not three,
not three,
not five,
not four, not five. But six in a row,
one,
correct.
One, two, three, four,
on Shekel
five,
City,
six.
That's right. One, two, three, four, five, six. Perfect the last two nights. And here we go. Going for nine in a row, Chris. I'm
nine
on another one
row.
Of those hot streaks.
Wow.
All right, best bet. Bucks minus 7.5.
That's a pigskin pickoff.
You know, hopefully this week. I'll take it on the Hornets. struggling, no doubt about it.
Right. I was wrong.
Cavaliers minus 9.5 hosting the Pistons, Chris. Some big point spreads, but I like the teams that are playing. And the Kings on the road taking on San Antonio minus 8.5. So, again, I've won. Last night was 3-0. The last two nights, 6-0. Hoping to go 9-0. Got some shekels down. I got the Kings minus 8.5 at the Spurs. I got the Cavaliers minus 9.5 hosting the Pistons, who have been really bad, Chris. 2-10 to start.
Yep. Yeah,
and I got the Bucks
right, man.
Minus 7.5 in Charlotte taking on the Hornets. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, there you have it. Shekel City, bet at your own risk.
All right, I'm winning, Chris. I've been red hot.
Rob G, give us the latest on Bradley Beal. Out, what, another 3 weeks with his back injury?
Yeah, at a minimum. This is not looking good if you're a Phoenix Sun fan. Apologies to Bree, the editor, who's just walking through the studio shaking her head at me because she is a Phoenix Sun fan.
She is a Phoenix Sun fan. Wow.
They had high hopes when they built the big three, KD, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal. Unfortunately, we haven't seen much of them at all, really, not even two of them at the same time. And you're not going to see the debut, at least for another 3 weeks, because due to a lingering back issue, Bradley Beal has already preemptively been ruled out for at least the next 3 weeks before being reevaluated by the Phoenix medical staff.
And Rob, remember, he missed 32 games last year, 42 games the year before, and he's 30 years old, Rob. He's had a full career, essentially. He's played 11 seasons coming into this year. I'm not saying he's done, but what I am saying is, Rob, I don't know that these back injuries improve. You know, you want to manage it.
And Chris,
right?
You know what a back injury.
They get manageable, but do they get better? Do they go away? Not all the time.
You can't do anything without your back. You can't even tie your shoes.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
The back is the last thing that you want to deal with. It just is. It affects everything, and it's a shame. But if you're Kevin Durant, you got to feel like, okay, I'm snake bit because what's happening here?
Right.
I mean, how can he not feel that way, Chris?
And I was talking with some people today. And look, you do what you want to do, right? You can do what you want to do. But Rob, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not blaming him for leaving. He won his two championships. He makes all his money. He's a grown man. He can do what the heck he wants. And at that time, Rob, I and many others felt like, you know what? Good for him. He's going to, you know, prove he can win it without Golden State. And some people would say, well, he hadn't proven that. Well, he hadn't really had, he's had some of a chance, Rob.
Not really.
Right. I mean, he and Kyrie never really, you know, Kyrie was injured, Durant was injured, then Harden gets there, and then Kyrie doesn't take the vax, and
I mean, it's just too many things.
They both get hurt. Yeah, and now, like you said, Phoenix, it's basically the same thing that was going on in Brooklyn, because even Devin Booker, Rob, has missed some games. And so I feel like if Durant has stayed, his legacy is great. We know he's a top 25 player in pretty much everybody's estimation. Obviously a first ballot Hall of Famer and all that. But Rob, if he had stayed in Golden State, they probably win. Maybe they might win. He may have won three more titles by now. They lost to Toronto. The next year he wouldn't have played. And then they win it the next year. Or no, Giannis won it the next year, right? But they, remember, he gave Giannis all he wanted with no Kyrie and James Harden on one leg.
And stepped on the line.
Right. And so if you feel like if Golden State could have won that year, and then the next year they won it with Steph, they won it anyway, but he would have been a part of it. Like, his legacy would be even stronger, much stronger, Rob. But bottom line is just for his enjoyment of the game, you want to play with your best players healthy. And I know he's got to be feeling like, man, he's having to carry the load, Rob. He's having to carry it by himself. And I'm going to say this, Rob. They can't win it without the three of their stars. They can't win the West, to me, without Beal and Booker and Durant. I just don't think they're built that way. I thought they did a good job of filling in around those guys, you know, with the limited funds they had in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when you've got three bona fide stars. They don't have, when you only have two bona fide stars, now everybody in that rotation's responsibility moves up and increases. And I don't think they're built for that, Rob. So I don't think they can win it if Beal doesn't get himself right. I'm not saying it's like a Bengals situation where you're totally writing them off, but I don't think they'd win the West without the three of their stars.
Not given the teams that they'd have to go through. And if Denver's whole, Chris, that would be the only way. If Denver's not whole, then maybe you can get past them. But if Denver's whole, it looks like it would be impossible.
Yeah, everybody else does have their warts, right? The Lakers, the Clippers, Golden State.
Everybody.
Sacramento's young. You know, you got some nice young up-and-coming teams. Minnesota, Rob, is legit. At least they look that way right now. But, again, very young, right? And immature. I don't mean that in a negative, but just young, you know, inexperienced. And so, yeah, I mean, that's a good point. Dallas is tough. Could they beat Dallas? I don't know. You know, if they keep playing well, but they need to get healthy. That's the bottom line. Keep it locked. We got 2 hours left. Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.